last year, during the Interfaith Week, we organized interfaith walk between the local schools, and children from all different schools, a group, visited the religion places of worship. And that was beautiful. And like, for example, we decorated a Christmas tree and people came from all different backgrounds and they helped to decorate the Christmas tree. And we went to all the schools and we spoke about how important it is to live together with the people of different faiths and different culture and different backgrounds. So that was, I think, the highlight for me for last year. The children came together and they learned as well about living in harmony with one another.
Sounds lovely, that whole experience. Mr. Memi, is there a particular moment that you're proud of or you'd like to celebrate?
Well, I'm proud of actually celebrating this Multicultural Society Festival and inviting children from all schools. And Gilbert and I did in the past went to every school with Hindu and Muslim community to inspire the children about our beliefs. And then we did ask them to ask us any question. And I'm proud of Interfaith Group because Interfaith Group promote unity, peace, and harmony. And finally, I like to actually add what my guru, who we believe, whose philosophy and teaching we believe, Shri Guru Vidaji said, through devotion, the city I intend to dwell in which there will be equality, social freedom, no sin, no punishment, no worries, and suffering. So that is my belief, to promote equality and freedom. And I don't like to see anybody suffering from any illness. May God bless everybody through this COVID-19 to stay healthy, wealthy, and prosperous life ahead.
Thank you for your vision. Liam, is there anything you'd like to celebrate or anything you're particularly proud of in your interfaith work?
Yeah, loads. And I don't think for me it's so much the kind of big events or the big gatherings that we've had. It's more the kind of really, really ordinary and everyday friendships that have kind of come out of those events. And so it's the text messages and the WhatsApp messages you get from friends when you're feeling poorly. It's the kind of gifts you get through the post or the messages that celebrate your different faith festivals throughout the year. And so it's not the kind of big events we might put on, but it's the really ordinary friendships that come out of that, that I'd love to celebrate. Because I think that's when you know things are working and that's true relationship then.
Thank you. And Liz, what would you like to celebrate about the interfaith work that you've been involved in?
I'd probably echo what Liam has said, but also I'd like to celebrate the example it is to the wider community and how it can counteract any sort of messages of hatred or division in its ordinariness, in the ordinariness of meeting up for a coffee and cake or whatever, in the ordinariness of the people involved. It's such a powerful message to our communities and to Walsall, and that this place is, you know, this place and its people are loved and they are loving. And I just think that's just so powerful and hugely important to hear.